This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Google me, bitch. Club, and we have amateur blood. I love dong news.
Now you've had enough, bitch.
Wild card, bitches!
Be jacked and granny.
Jacked and granny today. I'm gonna shove a burrito in my ass.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
This son of a bitch.
They all suck balls.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Take off your shorts and dunk me. You want some pole?
Yeah, give me some pole. And I can squirt from a distance.
Yeah.
An Odyssey station.
Sucker.
Blazers.
What?
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
You know, the Odyssey station there was a nice, that was a nice bow, you know.
What do you mean? Like,
after all the
dumb crap we just played, it's like, yeah, just a reminder.
Yeah, it was.
This is who we are.
I really enjoyed that. That was a nice cherry on top. It just kind of wrapped everything up in a nice little package. I enjoyed that.
That's what you said.
The details that matter.
I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Hold on.
Wait. The allergies.
You got the allergies, dude?
I don't know. Does anybody have allergies this time of year? Anybody else?
Nah.
Because I kind of do, although
spring,
it could be my
sort of thing.
It could be my father-in-law's cats.
It's weird, though, because I was thinking I was getting like a cold or getting sick from my kids at daycare, but I have been exceptionally sneezy and stuffy recently, so maybe it is an allergy thing. I don't know.
Could just be you're being a little bitch.
That's possible. Probably likely.
Yeah.
Should be a man.
Should be a man and not have, not sneeze.
Dan what? Lanning says that's a choice.
Sneezing is a choice.
That's right. Suck it up, Woozy. Do your twitchy squats.
All right. Well, we're in the clear on the asteroid.
Oh, we're not going to get hit anymore?
No, they're
sure
saying
about that?
They're saying that. Well, they call it YR4. That's the asteroid that we're
seems kind of lame. Can't we have a cooler name?
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about this asteroid. They're saying, 3% chance going to hit Earth.
I didn't like that 3% chance.
Yeah, it's pretty high. Like I said, it's the highest ever.
Yeah.
And scientists have now finally given the all clear to Earth. after
we're good.
And I don't know how they could possibly know this, but after 2 months of observation, scientists have almost fully ruled out any threat that the asteroid will hit the world. Mm.
Until another one comes and kills us. Don't worry, the planes are going to kill us before the asteroid will.
Odds have been lowered to 0.001%. NASA has it down to 0.0027%, meaning the asteroid will safely pass Earth in 2032 and there's no threat of impact for the next century.
Yeah, but they just changed that. Who's to say it won't change back over the next several years?
Right. That's why it's like...
It went from 3% and then like a week later, now it's no percent. Who's to say that another week or a month or a year from now, we're back to 6%? I don't like this at all.
They're saying there's still a 1.7% chance that the asteroid hits the moon in 2032. And they even know the date. It would be December 22nd.
Really?
Yeah.
If it hits the moon, is that bad for us?
I can't imagine.
Would it change the oceans?
I can't imagine it's good, guys.
Wow. Well, stuff hits the moon all the time. I mean, there's the craters on there and all that. It's like, eventually, if something hits the moon, do we feel it down here?
Well, and the moon is, I mean, considerably smaller than Earth, so would it have more damage on the moon? And if it messes with the structure of the moon, does it affect the gravitational pull of the oceans and the waves?
There's only one man that can solve this riddle. Where's Neil deGrasse Tyson when I need him?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen to Star Talk. I love that guy.
He could explain this to us.
Anytime I get a chance to hear him speak, I'm all about it, even though I come away feeling smarter and dumber all at the same time.
Well, I think he's really good. His trick is he can explain things in layman ways.
Yes.
Like really smart people things. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it's really smart people can't do that.
Yeah.
So that's why he's great.
Well, and he's engaging too. He's just a good speaker.
He's funny.
Yes.
I like him.
He might be, if I had to listen to one man speak, I got to go sit at an auditorium somewhere. Mm. And I got to sit for like 90 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. This is usually what those mm-hmm. TED Talks go. Uh-huh. 90 minutes. Uh-huh. And I got one guy.
One guy.
I got a fever.
Tony Robbins.
God, no. I couldn't do it. I'd put my head through a window.
I was just kidding.
Well, hello there.
Hey, people love that guy. I mean, he works very blue. The one time I saw him, he curses up a storm, which I kind of thought was interesting. He like yells at people. I was like, whoa, it was way different than I thought. I think I would choose Master of the Planets, Neil deGrasse Tyson. I think I could listen to that guy. And you know, you don't get to know what they're going to speak on. You're just like, hey, here's a ticket. You're going to hear one guy speak. I think I'm taking him because it's going to be interesting and it's going to be entertaining. I don't know who else I'd want to hear speak.
I love cows.
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
see what he was hawking today?
Did he hawks everything
from behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office?
Yeah, there's a new thing.
A new Trump hat.
Did you catch this?
No, the last thing I saw was he's selling a glass with a bullet in it.
Oh,
that's a real thing.
Well, wait till you hear this. So he's got a new hat you can have for your bald head.
Yeah,
looks just like those Make America Great Again hats, but the text is different.
Oh. It says, "Do you care to guess what it says on there?"
Okay, so it's either something about the Gulf or Canada, or is it or Ukraine? Maybe
even more, broader more, than all of
more
that.
Generic, more
generic. God, what's more? We're not making America great anymore. We've made America great.
Well, that's a separate hat,
That's kind of along the lines of the sentiment.
His it says Donald Trump was right about everything. Because you know.
He's the only president that sells merch and meme coins.
China!
And bears and bulletproof glass. I just, whatever.
The windmills are driving the whales crazy.
By the way, somebody said Florida is now leading that game.
Are they?
Really?
Jeez. Dude, they're good, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Well, was there someone that you could think of that you would want to hear speak?
When you said that, I was kind of racking my brain.
Because McConaughey's good.
Yeah, I don't care about him.
But that is a very motivational sort of, you know.
I don't need to be motivated. I just want to hear interesting.
I want interesting, but who is the most interesting person you could hear speak?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson would be good. No question. I would be interested in hearing him.
Yes.
I think I'd want to hear someone that maybe is still sciencey, but is more about people than science. Does that make sense? Like someone who could tell you more about the human condition.
Humanity. That's right. There's probably a lot of really good authors that would be very interesting, but sometimes they can be a little boring, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, what are they speaking on?
Well, like Buck said, you know, humanity, the direction of humanity, social impacts of, I don't know, technology, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
You want Elon Musk?
No. See, he's not one that can relate. He's not relatable. Mm-hmm. That's why Neil deGrasse Tyson has the thing going. You know what I mean?
Barack Obama, according to this, is the most expensive. If you want to hire someone to speak, Obama is number one.
Somebody mentioned Malcolm Gladwell. He's pretty good.
That would be very interesting.
I could listen to him. It depends on the topic, though.
Richard Branson's in there. I would listen to Richard Branson.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, he's that's a good one.
Yeah.
Seems like an interesting fella.
He is. Every time I've heard Branson do anything, he, in the British accent, I could listen to that all day.
What about Mark Cuban?
Yeah, I'd listen to Cubes. Yeah. I think Cuban's an interesting, he's an interesting guy.
I agree.
What about like a Warren Buffett?
See.
Did he do anything for you?
No, not really, because it's only going to be about, you know.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Well, it's going to be about money, and I'm not going to understand half of it, and I don't find him to be very engaging. That's not going to do
anything. He'd be kind of.
Dry.
That's a good word.
I don't want. If you told me that he was speaking at you know PSU, I'm not rolling into that thing.
I would want to, but I wouldn't.
You would want to.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't go to the. It's like, where is it? Where do I park? Will there be a YouTube of it?
Probably.
I've seen him speak before. It's like
I'm just looking through a list of like who's in demand.
Who is in demand?
Well, I'm just looking here. A lot of them are just motivational speakers, the Tony Robbins of the world and people like that. But I guess Magic Johnson is in demand. People want to hear Magic speak.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd go hear Magic.
No.
I don't think I would.
No?
Have you seen the guy tweet? There's nothing interesting about what he has to say.
I don't know, man.
I don't know if he's given us much.
That dude has lived a very interesting life. You get all the NBA stuff. You get all the business stuff.
But that's assuming he's like open and candid about that stuff. And he seems very guarded about everything.
I would go listen to Magic. I guess Bill Russell. My dad went and heard Bill Russell speak a couple times, and it was amazing. And he would talk about social justice. I heard Kareem speak once, and it was really good. Same sort of stuff. Talked about what it was like, you know.
It's a good one.
You know, going through all that.
It's a good one.
Joel Osteen.
No way.
Yeah, he's
get
up
out
there.
Of
no,
here.
He's in demand. Dude, that guy has a... Think about how 30,000 people show up to watch that guy every Sunday.
Isn't Joel Osteen... Am I thinking of a different guy? Isn't that just like the...
He's church.
Preacher man?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
But he is one of... I have a list of the 20 most in-demand speakers, and Joel Osteen is on that list.
Yeah.
The dude that did Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he's on there.
What's his name?
Robert Kiyosaki? He's famous Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Maybe the Wolf of Wall Street guy, Jordan Belfort. I'd listen to him.
You know who else is on here? Joe Rogan.
A lot of people listen to that.
I'm good. I'm all right. A couple of people from Shark Tank are on here. Tony Robbins is on here. Magic is on here. And then just, you know, Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman. Honestly, most of this is either about Jesus or money. Does that say something? That almost all the speakers, you're either talking about money or God, and some of them together.
Not shocking.
No. Yeah, Jordan Peterson's on here. He's that professor.
Yeah, he's a little out there.
He's a Canadian professor. He's on here, so... Mm. Yeah, dude, it's not even a question for me. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson. I listen to that dude speak over any of the other donkeys on that list. No offense to any of the donkeys on that list. They're very rich and powerful people. Michelle Obama's on here. I don't know what she speaks about, but like she goes on tour. And and people love Michelle. By the way, not that you care, but Alexander Ovechkin scored another one. I believe now 12 behind Wayne Gretzky for a once conceivable unbreakable record.
How many games left for him?
23-ish.
I know that after the break, he was like plus money to get the record, but it seems like he may get it.
He will probably get it this year, and it will
be... The record of what?
Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record. And it was once thought to be... I guess it would be... This is Barry Bonds breaking Henry Aaron. It was thought, and more than that, it was thought unbreakable. And Ovechkin now is on the doorstep. It's pretty incredible. Sorry, I had the game on behind, and they're doing the official Ovi count. the great eight chase for greatness.
I'm not sure if you know this, but it's TGL Tuesday.
Why do I have the Capitals game on, though?
Just started.
An ultimate Ryan Buckley crossover as the Bay team that I bet on came out in Warriors jerseys.
There you go.
with Andre Iguodala as their honorary captain.
The TGL news you didn't know you needed.
I did not know that I needed that.
You didn't need it.
No.
But now you have it.
Do you need to hear Newt Gingrich speak?
Newt?
It'll cost you $60,000.
No thanks.
What about Liz Cheney?
No thanks.
Chelsea Clinton?
What?
Because how much it cost you to get Chelsea Clinton to show up at your speaking event?
$75,000.
Oh my God. Bingo. Exactly. Yeah.
Really?
Someone's paying 75 G's for Chelsea Clinton?
It's a little weird.
I want to talk about, like, what the hell did Chelsea Clinton ever do besides be born a Clinton?
Pay more to hear Chelsea lately.
That's true.
All right, we've got hot bear news and yet another near runway collision freaking everyone out. That's coming up on The Fan. This is where I tee you up for bear news.
I got two pieces of bear news. And look, we're all about the animals here, and we want to be fair to the animals. And right now, the bears are getting a bad rep. Because, quite frankly, we won't stand for this sort of bear slander on this program. We're dealing with fraudulent bear murder news and fraudulent bear insurance news. Which one do you want first?
Bears have insurance?
Is RFK involved?
No.
Okay.
Do you want bear murder news, or do you want the insurance news? Because they're both just absurd.
Well, we're going to get both, so it doesn't really matter.
It's insane.
But I'm going to go with insurance news first.
Okay. So, four L.A. people, residents of Los Angeles, have been arrested and charged with insurance fraud. Four suspects in their 20s and 30s. Their alleged scam cost three insurance companies a total of $141,000. This has now become known as Operation Bear Claw. It began earlier when the suspects claimed that a bear had entered their 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost and caused interior damage while it was parked at Lake Arrowhead, a region in the San Bernardino Mountains. They even provided video footage, which, by the way, you can find online. And it shows a bear climbing in their car and, like, rooting around, leaving scratch marks and destroying the interior of the car. Upon further scrutiny of the video, the investigations determined the bear was actually a person in a bear costume. They also found two more claims involving the same people, but different dates and different locations, involving a 2015 Mercedes G63 AMG and a 2022 Mercedes E350. The suspects also provided video footage of these alleged incidents, which followed a similar pattern to the first. And the insurance company found this all very suspicious. They even called in a biologist from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to review the film, and they said that that is most clearly a human in a bear suit. The detectives executed a search warrant and found the bear costume complete with a furry snouted head, paws, and metal tools in the shape of claws in the suspect's home. The fur of the costume is light brown in color, and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife says that black bears are the only wild bears at that stage that can be active, which was one of the first things that tipped them off. This is literally the bear costume that they found at the person's house.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
And they did get away initially with $150,000 in insurance claims before the insurance companies got wise to it. Although, look at the little metal bear claws.
this look like hair picks.
Yeah. But so I just love that these people thought they had an ingenious idea. And to be fair, I mean, technically, they got away with it for a little bit. They did get the insurance company for some dough.
Yeah, but did they? No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But.
God, people are so dumb. So desperate.
Okay, well, which is worse? So that or this? So a man calls 911. This is in mid-October of last year, Eastern Tennessee. A man calls 911 in Eastern Tennessee claiming that a bear is chasing him and is on the verge of running him off a cliff.
Okay.
So the authorities arrived on scene to find a body of a man at the bottom of a cliff. Herein lies the problem with this. No bears were active around that time. And it turns out that the man they found at the bottom of the cliff was not the man. A man lured someone into the mountains, killed him, stole his identity, called 911 on himself, claiming that the bear had chased him off a cliff, thinking that they would find him, claim him to be deceased, and that he was wanted for a bunch of other crimes, and then he could start a new life as this other guy.
Yeah.
Well, the police caught on to it immediately and started a nationwide manhunt. Nicholas Wyatt Hamlet, 45, befriended and lured his victim into a wooded area to take both his life and his identity. Hamlet, who was using an alias at the time, has a lengthy criminal history and was already wanted in Alabama for parole violation. After the October incident, another warrant was issued for his arrest on first-degree murder charges. He killed a man to steal his identity and tried to blame it on a bear while calling police saying that a bear is chasing me. So I don't like this bear slander that's going on. We're now, like, when in doubt, you're just throwing bears under the bus.
Although, these people seem to think it's easy to blame bears. Not so fast,
not
my
so
friends.
Fast. Yes. Police and federal authorities warned that he is considered dangerous and potentially armed and was known to travel under various aliases. So if there is someone that you just recently met and asked you to go into the woods and bring your ID with you, don't.
I think that while this is close, I'm going to go with the insurance bear.
Yeah.
As worse.
As worse. Although one was insurance, one was murder.
Well, I know, but I see where he was trying. You know, when trying to pin that on the bear, I mean, you're not going to probably get away with that.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I see where he was going with that.
Yeah.
I mean, a bear costume? Really? Jesus, man. Come up with a better bit.
The dude that was getting chased off the cliff claimed after 911, he goes, "Look, I've hit my head. I'm unable to move. I'm getting woozy, and I only have 2% battery life." And then when he's like, "Oh, I'm dead now." I just love that that was the guy's idea. He's like, "Hey, 911, I'm dying. So when you show up, just find me. I'm dead. And you're not going to be able to call me back because of my battery." And they immediately found, you know, that where the call had came from. They sniffed this out immediately.
Yeah.
But I just love that that was the guy's plan. Shove a guy to his death, blame a bear, call and report yourself as being murdered from a bear.
I guess, why did he, if you shove him off a cliff, who is going to know that you did that? Why are you calling, like, you idiot. Okay, this guy's worse.
It's the worst
idea. This guy's worse.
Like, why did you think that was going to work?
Well, why call? You, dude, take your chances that they will just assume that he fell off the cliff.
As opposed to,
right, and then just take the ID and go, man. Like, yes. You don't need to conjure up a bear story.
It does seem a bit convoluted. You would think that, the easier one is shove the guy off the cliff, you know, and then just hope they find his dead body. But I guess he was trying to, like, he provided his name and everything. I think they needed him to believe that it was that guy and not him, but... Doesn't that get a little suspicious, too? And you're like, here's my name and social security number, and please don't look into this corpse. Just assume that it's me. It's both the clever and the dumbest idea of all time. But I just thought that was interesting that we have a lot of fake bear news going on out there, and I don't appreciate the bear slander.
You can't really, you know, if you try to pin something on a bear, you can't really interview the bear.
No.
Per se.
No.
So, I see, you know... Especially when it involves the woods, it's probably easy to pin things on bears. You know, that is the
when you're in the United States in the woods, like that's probably the number one thing. Yeah,
although you need to know like their whereabouts and their hibernation habits, because like you said, the insurance one, they said there aren't bears even active. So you got a
black bear. See, that was their problem.
Well,
is
but
they, you got too if specific. You're if you're gonna pin it on a bear, make sure you have the right kind of bear. The one in Tennessee, they're like, bears aren't even active in that.
You mix up your bear facts, you're getting all kinds of hooped.
Yeah. You got to do it around the time when the bears are active. It's probably not a good idea, by the way, to call in your own murder and be like, you'd be like when you do the fake illness when you were a kid. You're like, I don't feel hurt. I've fallen, I hit my head. I don't think I'm, by the time you get here, I'm probably going to be dead, but hurry, please. And my phone is dying, so don't try to call me back. AIDS,
that makes me sad.
I have AIDS.
All right. We had another near... plane crash today.
Dude, the video of this is nuts.
Another one.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Well, I think we know what's going on.
What is going on?
Don't take to the skies anymore, even though I'm about to do it.
That's next. Here's Bob.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've got a lot of airline and airplane investigations going on right now.
Mm-hmm. We got another one coming up. Someone's going to need to answer for this.
Yeah. Add another one. Yep. A Southwest Airlines plane and a private jet that entered the runway without authorization experienced a close call. This was at Chicago Midway this morning.
Yep.
Southwest flight 2504 landed safely after the flight crew had to perform a go-around to prevent a potential incident. We don't have the audio, but I can read you.
I'm guessing there's an OF sort of thing.
I can read you the air traffic control conversation. Please. with the flights if you'd like.
Maybe yes. A lookout.
And if you didn't see, so the Southwest plane is coming down. It touches down on the ground. And right as it touches down, the private plane goes across the runway, and the Southwest flight immediately, after touching the ground, does a whoops and pulls right back up and goes over the top of it, and then has to circle back around.
It's like when Maverick goes back up to save Cougar.
Yes. By the way, great reference. That's exactly what happened here.
Air traffic control instructed the private jet to turn left on runway 4L, cross runway 31L and hold short of runway 31C. Mm-hmm. You got all that?
No, but I'm hoping that as a pilot, you would have all of that.
The pilot replied saying, all right, left on 4L, cross the 22 or 13C FlexJet 560.
He
this
really
is quote.
Oh, boy. This is like a John Gruden play call, by the way. I don't like this at all.
Then the air traffic controller on the ground immediately replies to the pilot, "Flexjet 560, negative. Cross 31L, hold short, runway 31C. The same thing I said the first time, you idiot."
Oh, boy.
He didn't say that. But. Air traffic control audio from the tower also shows the moment the pilot of the Southwest plane chose to perform the go-around to avoid the private jet on the runway. Air traffic control replies, "West 2504, that's the Southwest jet. Mm-hmm. Roger that. Climb. Maintain 3,000. Once the plane reached 3,000 feet in the air, the pilot asked the tower, "Southwest 2504, how'd that happen?" That's what he said.
Jeez. Watch the video. It's scary.
It sounds, just by that, based on that alone, it's the pilot of the private jet.
Yes.
Was not listening.
No. Or just was like, "Yeah, whatever." He's like, "I got this." I wonder if if you're the private jet, did you poop your pants when you realized that the giant Southwest flight is coming down on top of you?
They're telling you to wait your turn. You're like, "I'm just going to go over there." And then all of a sudden, oh no!
So they're saying that that plane was 2,000 feet from the Southwest plane was 2,000 feet from the private jet.
Yeah. And had touched down. And is going I'm guessing that ground gets made up real, real quick when you land.
Yeah, it flew over the jet at 900 feet, which was approximately 250 feet above ground after adjusting for pressure and elevation.
Wow.
Wow.
We were this close to having another, I mean.
Now, who was on the PJ, you think? It was headed for Knoxville, Tennessee.
I don't know. Kid Rock, maybe. I don't know. Some country star, right?
Hey, he is. He does live in Knoxville,
yeah, he lives
doesn't
in Knoxville, right? I don't know, man. That's just
Josh Heupel.
I don't know how. If this is just we're talking about it more or what? Yeah, but boy, it
I
seems like
either.
This stuff is happening all the time.
Well, a lot of people are blaming all the layoffs and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that? I don't know if that's.
I just don't know.
I don't know if that's right or not.
And maybe it's coincidence, but it seems like it's a hell of a coincidence. Like. You lay off, like, what, half of your workforce, and all of a sudden no one has any idea what the hell's going on? I mean, my God. It's one thing, like, when the doors, like, we know that, like, some of that door stuff that was going on was just piss-poor quality control from Boeing. But some of this stuff, just, like, you can't have this. You cannot have planes just, you know, not paying attention.
Maybe we took for granted the abilities of air traffic control.
It's possible.
For so many years.
Well, supposedly that was like one of the most stressful jobs in the world, and now you've eliminated people and put more stress on them. I will tell you what, I'm getting on a plane on Thursday, and it certainly has me thinking about it. I mean, granted, I'm still going to fly because how the hell else are you getting anywhere, but it makes me nervous. This feels like this is happening a lot.
Take a bunch of Xanax.
Yeah, that's going to help. Watch me have a freak out on the airplane.
Ooh, that'd be great.
And by the way, if I am on a bunch of, you know, pills, and then we do have a near accident, because that's going to be even better. Be a footage of me losing my ass on a plane if something happens.
Don't you want to be, I've always thought that, don't you want to be clear-eyed?
Yes.
And clear-headed?
Yes.
When something bad happens?
Yes. You don't want to be half in the bag waking up from your little nap.
Well, what about drunk? Like, would you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you don't like flying, you ask for a couple doubles on the way up, and then all of a sudden, like, you've got to figure out the slide and the masks and all that.
I told you this story once when I was flying we were going to New Orleans, and I was meeting the BTJ, and I was taking the red eye. So I figured, I just want to sleep. So I took something to kind of help knock me out. And look, I miscalculated how much I took and maybe the combination of things. And I white knuckled that flight the entire way. And all I could think about was don't cause a scene. It was not good. Like, there was the full on like panic attack was happening. It sucked. If you had put an emergency in that situation and I had been in that state, no. Now, that was one of those, like, you got to maintain some level of coherence. You can't just go up there and be like, "I'm going to pass out."
Do you think this will usher back the days of us dressing up for our flight? Remember that?
Yeah, because that'll help things.
People used to, well, if you're going to go down, you want to go down with class.
Yeah.
Do you care?
Nice tie on? Yes.
I'll tell you what.
You're going to put a tie on because you're going to die? Well,
that's right.
People all of a sudden are wearing their Crocs in sport mode just in case they have to run. I would say this. I don't dress up for flights, but I also do not understand the people that dress like bored teenagers.
Oh, they're Isaac's favorite.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, if
times.
You're wearing pajama pants on a plane, What are you doing?
If you brought your stuffed animal and you're an adult?
Yeah, get your
drag STD. Your little blankie.
Thank you.
With your ruffled hair.
Yeah.
Your fluffy slippers.
Get it together.
And your anxiety meds.
Well, you can take those without anybody noticing. You don't need to do that publicly.
Yeah, but you can just see it. You can see it in their behavior, their demeanor, their dress, their general vibe.
We have taken air travel.
You look like a mess.
Air travel used to be a big deal, and we've gotten way too comfortable with it.
I agree.
We just, you know.
Maybe this will, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe this will bring us back to really respecting air travel.
I'm going to say no, but I hope so. Be nice. A little more class.
You pack in a parachute?
I don't think that's the way that works, but.
Why not?
Everyone just open the back of the plane, piling out of there.
What if they did that?
I don't think you can jump out at 32,000 feet. That's not the way that works.
What if they gave us one? They started putting those ramps.
And they waited. They're like, once we get to 8,000 feet, now everyone go, 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 go.
Do a gainer out of the back of the airplane.
The Mission Impossible theme starts playing.
I mean, yes. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, if you waited till you were low enough, right, wouldn't be better than the alternative.
Well, that flight in Philly. Yeah, yeah. I guess I'd like to eject, please. Yeah. Thank you.
I know it's
because we're about to go into that house.
I know it's dangerous, but yeah, you know. Yeah, they don't ever. You don't hear Pat. You know, the parachute is not a thing.
And it I would is say, not.
Well, if I was in one of those little like. The little PJs, why not? I get the big airliner, but if I'm a rich bro and I'm on just my own little jet, why wouldn't I have a parachute? That seems to make a lot of sense. And I'm sure skydiving bro right now is like, you jackass, you can't. Why like why not?
You have no idea what you're doing with that thing. It's not a toy.
Well, but I'm with you. If I know that this is a OF, we're going straight down Philly plane style, why not take the chance to Peter Pan out the back? Even if I know that's going to rip me apart, I'm going too fast or whatever, isn't it better than just dying in the fiery ball of hell?
AI is telling me that some small jets, particularly the Cirrus Vision Jet, are equipped with a parachute system called the Circus Airframe Parachute System, CAPS.
Yeah, like where we're going with that.
Yeah, but it's not all
no
aircraft.
Well, look, make America great again. Make airlines have parachutes again. What? What are we doing? It does seem like that would be a maybe not in mass, but on smaller planes, it does feel like that could be a solution.
Make America great, bitch. Yeah, I guess with
if I'm rich enough to have a plane, I would be rich enough to have a parachute.
I guess with the small aircraft, you don't really need to punt. Like, Harrison Ford's gone down with his, like, 18 times.
That's true.
And he's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the small aircraft, there's a chance you can just drop that thing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, but not that Philly
And you
one.
Don't need a parachute.
Well, look, all I'm saying is if I'm rich enough to have my own plane, I'm rich enough to have a parachute, and I'm telling the captain at the first sign of trouble, La Bamba my ass out the back, I'm gone. So, you know, at some point, right? Why is that so dangerous? People skydive all the time. I'd rather take that chance than say, hey, we're going down on a crash landing and we're gonna be fine, because I think Harrison Ford's the exception to the rule.
Well, then how about when you have a situation where the plane recovers and 12 people have jumped off with the parachutes, didn't figure it out?
Yeah, what does Air Force One do?
Don't they have a little pod?
At least that's the
move in the movie Air Force One, which we know is real. They eject the president in a pod. It's like a little kind of mini aircraft that's protected, that parachutes.
Yeah, it's
that's a good question. But they'll probably never tell us, right?
Probably not. But if he's got a parachute, well, I'm not saying I'm parachute worthy, but you know, rich private jet guy. I would assume he's parachute worthy, but you can't have that like on a Southwest flight. That'd be imagine strapping up 200 people and then have an orderly fashion to the back of the airplane.
Hey,
that turns into a Lord of the Flies sort of situation.
Tell you what, first airline to put that in play, you might be getting some full flights.
Is that really a good thing to tell your passengers? Hey, just in case, we got parachutes for you.
Well, people are scared out there right now, Jace.
Yeah. Well, and rightfully so.
People are worried.
That being said, it's still the safest form of travel.
That it is. Yeah. They keep telling us that, but
They're going to have to keep telling us that for a while.
And it makes me sad.
I guess they're going to pound that drum over and over and over again.
I'd like to tell you about Soon Bang.
Yeah, please.
Soon Bang. Mm-hmm. That's next on The Fan.
Well, I got a question, because someone brings this up on the Vancouver 4 text line.
All right.
Could I wear a parachute as my carry-on?
Yeah, why couldn't you?
I would think you could.
Is that...
Why couldn't you?
Well, is that a panic-inducing sort of thing? I mean, I get one carry-on. Can I just strap myself into my parachute?
I think you should. Well, and I think people would think it's a bit. You're doing a bit. Ha 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 ha.
I need someone from the airlines to confirm. Could I wear a parachute as my carry-on?
Because it's like a little backpack.
I mean, unless it doesn't contain over 3.4 ounces of liquid or have an explosive device, I don't see why not.
Why not? But they're not going to let you wear it. You have to put it in the overhead bin or under the seat in front of you.
Well, it's like a backpack. I mean,
it'll go under the seat in front of you.
Hmm.
You can't sit there with it on.
How much do parachutes cost? Is this an impractical sort of... I've never thought about buying a parachute before.
I got
something's on. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like where this is going. It's insane. Just show up with a parachute and just be prepared either way.
Why are you going there?
That's what we said.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
But then, like, when the plane's going down, is someone going to try to stop me from opening the door?
Yes. Well, if the plane's going down, no. I think they're preoccupied.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone's, like, freaking out, and I'm, like, in the back of the plane being like, yeah, I'm out of here. And then everyone starts yelling at me, and then what if the plane doesn't crash? Am I charged? I got a lot of questions here on how this is going to go down. But at that point, I feel like I'm justified. It's at that point, it's every man for themselves, right? I'm like, hey, I brought the parachute, not you guys. I can't take anyone else with me.
It would be kind of funny if you boarded with the goggles and the scarf and the helmet.
Like you were ready to jump.
He's going to be like, and everyone's like looking at you like, hey, just in case. Like, it never hurts to be prepared, right? That the Boy Scouts?
Boy, you would make some people very uncomfortable in that, like, in that boarding line.
And that's what I'm
You're
saying.
You're in group C with your pack on.
He's making people uncomfortable enough for them to deny me access to the plane, or I'm like, what? I just want to be prepared. Maybe I just like to cosplay. I like to dress up like this.
They let you on. I think they question you, like, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm doing bits.
But I think it makes dozens of people uncomfortable.
Well, of course.
It makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
They're already uncomfortable. Everybody's anxious.
They're on edge,
On edge.
It's not going to help things.
Definitely won't. Yeah. But you don't see a lot of people doing bits on airplanes, do you?
No.
You know?
You really...
It's a very serious space.
Well, there's a serious line, too, that you cannot cross with certain things.
I think you're getting kicked off.
Really?
Yeah. I do not think I can show up with a parachute as my backpack. I don't think they're putting up with that crap for 2 seconds.
But the whole getup.
The whole getup.
You're in the whole getup. You're in the... You got the helmet, the goggles.
Someone said you do the Super Dave outfit with, you know, the full deal. Eva Knievel.
The scarf.
There's just no way they're letting you do that, right?
Why wouldn't they?
I think if you don't make a big deal of it, if you just don't say anything
How
to anyone,
do
if you're not doing
make
jokes.
A big deal about it.
Well, just walk on just, quietly. Keep yourself.
They probably think you're just in a... Like a show or something.
No, dude, you're getting the heave.
Well, let me tell you about Soon Bang before we go.
Tell me about the banger.
The banger. Yeah, she is, shockingly, she is a New Jersey spa owner. Her name is Soon Bang, and her spa, Oasis, was just busted as being a brothel.
Yeah, you had me at Soon Bang. I mean, Dean Wong.
There's a couple things here. One, I feel like that's pretty genius marketing because her name is Cindy, but she goes by Soon Bang.
Yeah.
Because I feel like guys like me, like I don't know, I would have no idea how to navigate the...
Me neither, I mean. I had no idea.
The Robert Kraft situation, like, intriguing idea. But I don't know anything about it. Like, if I go into one that I think is one, how do I know it's one? You know what I'm saying?
Is there a code word?
Yeah, what
do
I
do? Just kind of ask me?
But then if Cindy comes out and she's like, hello, I'm Soon Bang. I'm like, aha! I get it.
I see what's happening.
This is one.
Yeah. By the way, you might be tipped off by the advertisement of the bright pink neon, the giant busty Asian lady on the cover, and it says, happy massage time. I mean, Come on. Really?
Did you read about her coworker?
Happy massage time. I got a good idea what's going down. No, I'm not seeing the coworker part. I got stuck at the advertisement there.
Her coworker's name was Stick Me Now.
Jeez. Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at the photos here, and it does look like a pretty nice place.
That seems less authentic than Soon Bang.
Yeah. seems pretty legit.
Yeah, but seriously, like, what is the... How do you... Do you know this?
If it's on 82nd Avenue, you know what's up.
But you see... Okay, so let's say our wives die in a fiery plane crash.
Yes.
And we're so sad and bawling, and we need... Yeah. We need...
You need to be massaged.
A consolation. Yes. With a shoulder rub.
Yes.
And we're in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know Grand Rapids, Michigan, but for some reason, our wives' funerals are there.
Yes.
So we're out there.
Wearing my Super Dave outfit. I got my parachute on.
We're burying our wives, and we are like, man. Yeah. Or I mean, not together. That would be weird.
That would be a little weird. And maybe they went down together in the plane crash, which is now we're wearing the parachutes because we've been traumatized.
And for some reason, they're being buried in Grand Rapids. Okay, we know nothing about Grand Rapids, but we see a... You know, Oasis, sort of massage parlor with flashing neon in a strip mall.
Yeah, the answer to that is, I do not believe.
What percentage of those are rub and tug?
100%.
100% of them.
Look, you know damn well when you walk by, there has never been a person in the history of mankind or massages that has ever accidentally stumbled into one of those places. Dude, you know exactly when you see that place. First off, if it's open at 11 at night, guess what? No one's getting massaged at 11 o'clock at night.
So serious question, though. If that is the case, then how come, you know, any cop can't just walk into one and say, I'd like the happy ending, and then bust the place?
Because
like,
why that's entrapment. You can't do that. They're very hard to bust. I think that's the thing. And most, as long as there's not like human trafficking, I have a buddy of mine that's a cop that says this, as long as there's not human trafficking going on, they usually don't mess around.
You have to have cameras, right? Yes. And you can't have cameras. So somebody would have to film it.
Yes.
With their phone. And
cops can't go in and then whip it out and be like, touch this. Like it just, most of the time these things happen, it's like some guy calls and it's at like someone's house.
Yeah,
or
I guess if everybody knows that's the case and we'd all know that that's illegal, you'd think they'd be able to root that out a little better.
Well, that's like saying like it's just not a crime that you're spending a bunch of time going to do.
The people who are there want that. So
yes. So like you seriously drive up and down 80, like on my way to my gym. Dude, you pass by like six of these and they are the most run down, dilapidated buildings, and then just a neon sign with like a hot Asian girl on the front. You know what you're going into those places. That's not like, no one has ever thought to themselves, yeah, you know, I need a legitimate massage. The Blue Oyster Cult, yeah, this seems like a great place. Plenty of parking and neon sign and it smells like cigarettes. Yeah, that's...
Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. I think no guy can ever do the, oh, honey, I thought I was going into a...
What?
There's one that's literally in the same little complex where I get my beard trimmed, and it's hilarious because while you're sitting in there, you can watch the guys pretend not to go in. They, like, kind of loiter around the front, and they kind of look around, and they kind of, like, you know, just kind of doing one of these, wait for no one to be watching, and then they just slide. They like back into it. You're like, yeah, all right, buddy.
Well, I'd go full disguise. I'd go COVID mask, sunglasses, hat, hoodie, sweatshirt, you know.
It's just, it's like, it's our society's dirty little secret that we all just kind of look the other way.
Hey, is that Rop?
No.
Prove it. You me.
Or in case of Robert Kraft, you're like, good luck. I got lawyers. And that's the other one, too. If you got money, you can fight that. It's just not...
I don't even know why it's illegal.
It's just not...
Again, human trafficking is a problem, but why is that illegal? Jordan Schultz is in there. If he wants to go in and get his...
Schultz is like, don't bring my name into this.
Let him do it. Who cares? Why are we policing each other's wangs?
And they're really not. That's to Buck's thing of why they don't bust these.
Good.
That's
good. See, finally some common sense. All right, we are back tomorrow. Coming up next, Jordan's in there because it's a hot corner. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan tonight. He got the action, he got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning on a nighttime into the day. What does it feel like to...